starting with time zone number one. The reporter says, "And now for the greatest show." And just then, you know how news break in, and while they're announcing what happened, excuse me, we are just being told that the great number of the dissenters, the politically wrong ones, these bad people, these Christians, we cannot find them anywhere. Sorry. There were some backup ones. They're looking for them. They cannot find them. And then they're reporting strange accidents, pile up of cars in accidents, but some cars don't have a driver. The clothing of the driver is there on the driver's seat, no driver. Strange events. And then some people in high positions are missing. And a report says, these were also Christians, but they were not vocal. They are missing also. We cannot understand what's happening. Ah, you see, just at that nick of time, out in the country place, they had murdered one more that had the testimony of Jesus. And the father said, "Son, we got in the last martyr planned in the body, your body in the bride. We don't need any more." Down quickly to the air. But the rest of the world, including Satan, didn't know that. Only the father knew the very moment when the last martyr that was planned. Why do I say this? Revelation chapter 6, read verses 9, 10, and 11. And you will find there martyrs slain because of their testimony. Right? Would you read that for us, please? Verses 9, 10, and 11.
Revelation 6, 9, 10, 11. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. They called out in a loud voice, "How long, sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood?" Then each of them was given a white robe, and they were told to wait a little longer until the number of their fellow servants and brothers who were to be killed as they had been was completed.
So their number in Revelation 6, 9, 10, 11 is still incomplete, right? Rest a little longer. Now that the beast is given the opportunity, he is really killing by the millions around the world. But what he planned as his greatest show comes to a screeching halt. Why? Go to now, please. There's a warning there, but again, it's in the Greek there, but it's missing in its full strength in the English translation. 1 Thessalonians 4, read again verses 16 and 17, please. 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17.
And with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord.
The dead in Christ will rise first. Then we, literally in the Greek, hoizondes, hoiperilepomenoi, the living ones, participle plural, the surviving ones shall be caught up together with them. Mark that. Now, to say then we who are alive and remain is good, but it's not strong enough. Remain from what? Remain for what? Well, the Greek word says I'm talking about the surviving ones. At the height of Satan's attack and murdering and slaughtering and beheading believers, when I reach when I get the last martyr, the surviving ones that are still on earth, I'll take them in a moment in the twinkling of an eye, join them with those that are raised from the dead in Christ alive, and then they both together meet the Lord in the air. He'll bring them home to me, says the Father. Some words in the original language have a lot more sometimes than the best of our translations, so I'm just sharing that with you. Hoi perilopomenoi means the surviving ones. From the greatest attack, God permits the enemy upon those that have the testimony of Jesus. And now, when does that happen? We had time, about 1 year, times God calls the Great Tribulation. We still have, you see, the times comes to a halting, to a screeching halt. Now we still have half a time, half a season. Why is God dividing it like that? Oh, he says, would you please read it? What about the half a time?
And now the third period, one half a time, or about half a year, where we see the fulfillment of Matthew 24:22, when God, for the sake of the elect, shortens the days of Satan's persecution time against the elect by about half a year. This quickly ushered in the next portion, where God pours his wrath upon the ungodly left behind on the earth, but they don't repent. Instead, they blaspheme God. Revelation 16:9, 11, and 21. Thus, because God did not appoint us to wrath, 1 Thessalonians 5:9, no Christians are on the earth during this half a time. The marriage of the Lamb takes place in heaven, for Revelation 19:7-9. At the end of the half a time, Christ, followed by his armies, returns to the earth, defeats the beast and the false prophet, and begins his 1,000-year reign with his saints, for Revelation chapters 19 and 20.
Okay. And I think that we cannot help but justify the fact that God divides this second half of the week, the 3.5 years, into three. First, attack on the Jews. Next, upon those that have the testimony of Jesus, double length of time. And then, as the surviving ones have gone to join those that are raised from the dead, among them are those that were beheaded by the beast because they did not worship him nor his image. They're all there in that package. Now, God says to Satan, surprise, surprise, surprise. You thought you had another half a year. I promised for the sake of the elect to cut that short. You cannot use that. I'm going to use it. Because now, the devout Jews are safely there. I kept you away from them. Those that had the testimony of Jesus, they're safely with me. My son brought them home. And we are going to have the awards and then the marriage of the Lamb. But during that time, that we'll have great time in heaven, down there, those that have been worshiping your masterpiece have to have what those saints under the altar called for. When are you going to avenge our blood? Well, I have been already giving them drink blood, but the greatest attack is yet to come. I'm going to pour my last 7 hottest wrath upon them. And Revelation 16 has them bang, 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 and not one of those wicked ones repents. They blaspheme God instead and continue in their idolatry and in their immorality. Oh, friends, that last half a season is terrible on earth. No wonder God says, my children are not going to be there. They are not appointed to that. Only the ungodly that I have given them all the time and still not to them. And now that I'm pouring my wrath, all they do is blaspheme, but not repent. Now, is that the end, though? we just read, he comes down with his wife and with the armies of God, defeats the beast and the false prophet alive there thrown into the lake of fire, defeats those that were worshiping him, and many of them by the sword of his mouth are taken care of. And then he takes 1 month with the Jews for certain things to be straightened out, another 45 days again, and then the whole thing is ready. The restoration of the kingdom to Israel, Jesus on the throne in Jerusalem, the devil is already a prisoner for 1,000 years in his place, and the Lord Jesus starts the glorious 1,000-year rule as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But the paper that you're looking at has one more thing there, right? What is the last bit? Would you read it, please?
Yeah, just the drawing there of it.
Take it up and just read it, please. Oh, no, the others have to see it. Go ahead.
Danger. Satan is very cunning. That portion?
Yes.
It's possible to deceive even the very elect of God. Satan is currently very busy circulating teachings that do not honor this truth of when the rapture occurs, i.e. after the time and time are complete, but before the half of time starts. To catch many of us off guard and unprepared for his hottest attack upon the believers, i.e. the great tribulation. Consequently, many of us, like Peter, will crumble instead of steadfastly winning crowns to lay at Jesus' feet.
Amen. Now, friends, during these sessions that we had since Friday evening, there has been one thing I have been highlighting, right? The enemy has been busy circulating teachings that are giving him the advantage, and they are lost to us. And I believe one of them is this, that we have fightings going on in at least 5 schools of thought concerning the rapture. I respect all of them. In each one of them, God's outstanding saints are participants in those class, in those schools of thought. I love them as my brothers and sisters. That's not what I'm concerned about. What I'm concerned about is that in the light of what we have been seeing, step by step, not my ideas, but actual passages of Scripture, God dividing these things very clearly, in the light of this, I'm afraid that many of us, like Peter, why did Peter deny Jesus the night of Christ's arrest? After Jesus told him, Simon, Simon, I've got news for you. Satan has demanded strongly to sift all of you like wheat. And my Father has said, yes, go ahead. So, listen carefully. Your number one target, Simon, and I have prayed that your faith will not fail. You will be the one that will be attacked most. Oh, don't worry about me, Lord. I'm ready to go with you in prison and to death. Peter, you're not hearing what I'm saying. Listen carefully. This is a warning. You are going to deny me 3 times before the cock crows. Oh, no, I wouldn't dream of it. Simon, you're not listening. Unless you stay awake and pray, you'll deny me. Not only 3 times before the cock crows about 3 o'clock in the morning the first time, but you'll deny me 3 more times by 4:30 in the morning. Why? Because unless you stay awake and pray, you will have no strength. But why? Didn't Peter love the Lord? Jesus said, stay awake and pray. Did Peter in Gethsemane, friends, when Jesus went through the hour of agony, stay awake and pray, or did he sleep? could he not do what Jesus said? Was it too hard for him instead of down there lying and sleeping like this cadet at in London, in the headquarters of the Worldwide Evangelization Crusade? We had sometimes half a night, all night in prayer, naps all over. The director of the whole mission, field directors on furlough, and other returned missionaries, we gathered and we were praying for new parts of Africa to be opened and so on. And here I am down there, you know, and I looked a bit, and here was one cadet standing. I thought, oh, maybe she stood up to go somewhere later on. And then when we had a break, I said, why are you standing? He says, when I kneel down, put my head between my hands, pretty soon I fall asleep. But if I'm going to sleep, I have a bed upstairs, more comfortable. I came here to pray. So I said, Lord, I want to stay awake. What do you want me to do? He says, stand up. If you fall asleep, everybody will know then. He knows that. So Peter could have stood up, walked, stayed awake, and prayed. He didn't do it. He was ill-prepared for the test. But what was behind his not willing to do what Jesus told him? We have no vacuum, friends. We have to believe something. I believe, this is my opinion, you don't have to agree, I believe that the teaching that Satan had started to circulate years before Jesus was due to come for the first time, to be born in Bethlehem, Satan had circulated another teaching. When the Messiah comes, oh, he'll come as our king. He will get a big following, drive away the Romans, and restore the kingdom to Israel. Great days ahead. And Peter and John and James and everybody else listened and believed to what the high priest and others taught them. So when Jesus said, Simon, stay awake and pray, deep down he says, you can perform miracles. When they try to kill you, all you have to do is move your little finger, perform a miracle, they'll fall on their faces, and you'll become the king. And I want to stay awake so that I will be there when the kingdom is restored. Friends, because Peter believed another teaching than what the scriptures had said, Isaiah 53, when Jesus directly had told them, he did not use the opportunity to say to the servant woman, yes, I'm one of his students. Oh no, mistaken identity. He denied, according to Brother Cini, 20 years he spent with the four Gospels on the table and then picked them little by little and made it all one continuous story. The title of the book, The Life of Christ in Stereo. And he used practically every word except the D and then and here and there. And in that one he shows with verses from Scripture that Peter denied the Lord six times that night. It's not my idea. Friends, he could have gained, he could have won a golden crown by standing firm and saying, I'm one of his, and laid at the feet of Jesus. Instead of that, when the cock crew the second time and Jesus from the courtroom looked and caught his eyes, he said, oh, no. He had to go out and sob his heart out. Now, friends, he didn't lose his salvation. Jesus prayed that his faith wouldn't fail, but he missed the golden opportunity to stand on two feet and gain a crown for Jesus. And I believe the same Satan that used that approach then is using it now by teaching us other things than what these verses that we looked up. And therefore, he is looking forward to catch many of us, well-meaning Christians, unprepared, ill-equipped, and we will crumble. Unless we realize not what different schools are teaching, but God says, hey, get ready, it's coming. That's why at the end of the paper, there's a suggestion about a book, right? Did you see that?
Testament and in the rest of the world?
Yes.
It's
only 13 chapters. Each one is about one typewritten page content, and they are full of practical suggestions that we can be practicing, getting ready for the test that's coming. I'd rather be a soldier that has my gun clean, my bullets ready, my sword ready, rather than when the enemy comes, oh, where's the gun? Oh, the bullets, where have I put them? It's too late. Friends, let's get to know the scriptures well. Honor them. Let's believe what God says and prayerfully be ready so that instead of crumbling, we will have crowns of glory. And when we meet him in the air, say, here, Lord, I wish I had more. I beg of you to consider seriously the trap that Satan has set for even the best of us. He wants to catch us ill-prepared. My flesh, my preferences, I like to be gone before trouble starts. Who wants trouble? But God says, Shorty, if you don't get yourself ready, if you don't warn others to get ready, I'll hold you responsible. So I'm simply saying in love to you, get into the scriptures fully. Win as many as you can. Make it known that God wants us ready so that instead of crumbling, we will have what? Crowns for Jesus. Amen. Dear Father, oh, let the Lord Jesus seal the travail of his soul in each one of us. Let the Holy Spirit so prepare us that Satan, instead of accomplishing all he wants, he will find many, many, many of us already with our guns loaded, our swords drawn, our hearts ready to count it glory to suffer and die for Christ's sake. They prevailed. They defeated the accuser of the brethren by the word of God, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of God and their testimony, and they didn't love their souls to the point of death. We are glad, the Lord, you have shown us that in the pot there will be also those who will be beheaded because they wouldn't bow down to the beast. Oh God, make us such believers. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.